Welcome to our podcast.
My name is Hal, and today we'll be explaining what friendship means to us and sharing some stories.
So listeners, how did you meet your best friend?
Thank you for sharing, listeners.
Assalamu alaikum, yo. You might wonder what that means. It means peace be upon you. I'm Asiya, and here's my sister talking about what friendship means to her.
So what's friendship mean to you?
Well, in my opinion, I think a friendship is like a bond you share with a special person. It's like a relationship, but not like a sort of, you know, marriage involved with it.
I agree with that, and my name's Rafal. Here's a funny story from my science teacher, Miss Hireman.
Miss Thousand got me and Miss Roberts lost in Seattle on Friday night to go find a cookie that was supposed to be fresh baked and warm and the most amazing cookie ever of our lives. And we spent 45 minutes trying to find the stupid store. And then when we got there, they weren't warm anymore. We had to settle for a cold cookie.
Well, that's pretty upsetting. She couldn't find the store. Plus, eating a cold cookie is like eating a brick.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Do you want to hear the worst thing that's ever happened to me?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, let my friend explain.
Hi, Hannah. So remember that one day in eighth grade?
Yeah, the time we were in the girls' locker room and I sat on you and some girl with no pants ran over and sat on you after I stood up. I don't know what she was thinking or why she was thinking it, but don't sit on someone without pants on. Like, girl, no one wants to be sat on without pants on.
So, I have a funny middle school story for you two.
Oh, middle school, the good old days.
So, when I first met my best friend, I thought she was me in person.
Why is that?
She just looked so serious, but then when I talked with her, she was a nice person. And then when I met her mom, I thought she was angry. So, I asked my friend, what did you do to make her mad? And we were at parent-teacher meeting, so I thought maybe she was getting bad grades. But they turned out to be so nice. Don't judge a book by its cover.
What about you, Hal? How did you meet your friend?
Hey, Brody, do you remember that one day we met each other?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to share it?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
So it was about 2 years ago in seventh grade. I was in the cafeteria. Lots of people in the cafeteria during breakfast. I mean, there was a whole bunch of people, but enough of that. What's most important is that I was introduced to a very spectacular and cool person. It was you, Hallie. Coolest person around.
So, that's how you met them?
Yep.
Do you want to hear a funny way to save money if you love food?
Only eat ramen noodles?
I guess that would work too, but my teacher had a creative idea back in college.
There's lots of funny stories. One I remember when I was in college, one time we went out to eat, we decided to go to a buffet. And my friend and I, she is a little tiny person and I'm tiny too. She's under 5 feet and I'm only 5 feet too and we weigh about 100 pounds during that time. So we decided to go to a buffet and really eat our fill. We stayed there for about 4 hours or so. We ate a whole bunch at the beginning, then just kind of ate slowly and talked for an hour or so. And then we would eat some more before we left so that way we could get all our money's worth and have a good meal, lunch and dinner in for one meal.
I should have tried that idea a long time ago. Hashtag life hacks.
So, did you have fun making that podcast?
Yes, I did. We learned about this youth radio program through the Coalition of Refugees from Burma. Learn more about CRB at our website, allburmarefugees.org.
Learn together, grow together.
Thank you for listening.